When a bully hurt me, my mother used to say, "Sticks and stones can break your bones, but names can never hurt you." My mother was wrong. Words did and do hurt. Name-calling left lasting bruises on my sense of self. A well-chosen, hateful word is more destructive than a punch. We often hear, "It's only words." No. Words are like arrows slung from the bow. When they find their mark, they pierce your heart. I'll say it again, words matter. The words we use are windows to our souls, exposing our hurts and insecurities, and have nothing to do with the person we taunt. Now you're wondering, another perspective on Trump? Not just Trump. Many of us at one time have hurled sarcasm, teasing, or name-calling at others, and yes, once again, our commander-in-chief has done it. When I think the bar can't get any lower, it scrapes the ground. Words that belittle, destroy, harm, and are generally mean-spirited say more about the speaker than the person they're speaking about. What do Trump's words reveal about him? What really scares me is this. Trump's hateful, racist words are merely the warm-up act for what could come in 2020. Words matter. World War II started with words. We know this playbook. We've seen it before, and we know where this can lead. For good or ill, and actions and words matter. To Republicans, a few words for you. Those who are silent are understood to agree. I'm Lou Ness, and that's my perspective.